When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our silsila خوف خدا the fear of Allah عز وجل Alhamdulillah عز وجل In the previous episode We listen to what is taqwa, what is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the previous episode, we listened to the different types of taqwa, the different types of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also we heard some sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some blessed sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in regards to what taqwa is, what the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is. So inshallah, in today's episode, we will hear a beautiful waqia mentioned by Sayyidina Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi in regards to fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the one who recites Durood Sharif 10 times upon me, then inshallah Allah will shower 100 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. You know, 10 times Durood Sharif, how long will you take it to recite it? 10 seconds, 30 seconds, okay, it takes you 1 minute. But you recite Durood Sharif 10 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal will shower 100 mercies upon you. So, my dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, make an intention that inshallah azza wa jal, we will recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he's mentioned a beautiful waqia. He's mentioned that there was this sinful person and he would disobey Allah azza wa jal. Now this person, he passed away. And when he passed away, in that city of Basra, no one was willing to read that person's janazah. No one was willing to carry that person to the graveyard. And no one was willing to bury that person. Now think to yourself, before I continue my dear Islam with this and the viewers of Madini channel. One person, no one is willing to read his janazah. No one is willing to carry him. No one is willing to bury him. How sinful person this person must have been. That no one is ready to read his janazah. So hence, my dear Islam with this, when no one was willing to read his janazah, his wife, she paid two workers. That here's some money, here's your wage, read his janazah, carry his body to the graveyard and bury him. So that's exactly what they did. They took his body, and my dear Islam with this, near the graveyard, there was a mountain where the pious people of Allah would stay. So as they were taking the body of this person towards the graveyard, those pious people of Allah, they were standing there as if they were waiting for something. So, then one pious person, he came forward and he expressed his wish that I want to read his janazah. I want to read this person's janazah. The two people, they were shocked that this woman, his wife, she has paid us money because no one else is willing to read his janazah. On the other hand, this pious person of Allah has come and he's expressed his wish to read his janazah. So this news, it spread across the city. People came, people read that person's Salatul Janazah, and the people, they were shocked of how this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal read this person's Janazah. So the pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, last night I had a dream, and in my dream I was commanded to come to so and so place, you will find a Janazah here, with which there will be a woman. Read that person's Janazah, because he has been forgiven. Subhanallah. The people, they started praising, they said, Subhanallah. And then the pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he came to that person's wife. And he said to her, that tell us some good habits that this person had as to why he was forgiven. She said that he was a sinner and he was an alcoholic. This pious person said to her, think again. There must be some reason as to why he was forgiven. She replied, I seen three things in him. Three good things in him. Number one, in the morning, when he would come out of the state of being intoxicated, he would change his clothes, he would perform wudu, and he would offer the morning prayer, meaning his Fajr Salah with Jamaat. So that was number one. Number two is, he would keep either one or two yatims, meaning an orphan, children in his home, and he would take care of them more than even his own children. So he would keep a few orphans in his household and he would look after them so much that he would look after them more than even his own children. And number three, during the night, he would come to his senses and he would cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and he would say, "Oh my Lord, oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, in which corner of Jahannam, in which corner of hell have you intended to punish me in?" So this is the three things, my dear Islam, with us, that this woman said. So after listening to this, the pious people, they went back and these were the three reasons as to why this person could have been forgiven. The first reason, the first good habit that his wife mentioned was that when he would come home after being intoxicated, when he would come to his senses, he would pray his Salatul Fajr in the masjid with Jama'at. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, reading all your namaz, reading all your salahs in the masjid, this is a great blessing of Allah. This is a very good action. But inshallah, in regards to Salatul Fajr, my dear Islamic brothers, what can we say about Salatul Fajr? Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu has mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who offered his Isha salah with Jama'at, with congregation, it is like he stood in Qiyam, in the worship of Allah for half the night. But and the person who prayed his Salatul Fajr then, it's like he stood in Qiyam, it's like he has read namaz, it's like he has prayed in the court of Allah for the whole night, my dear Islam brothers. And it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 78. In the commentary of this ayah, it's mentioned that Salatul Fajr, my dear Islam brothers, is that salah, is that namaz, that at this time, the day angels and the night angels, they are both present at this time of the day. So praying your Salatul Fajr, both the angels, the day angels and the night angels, they are both present at the time of Salatul Fajr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the one who prays his Fajr Salah with Jama'at, then he is under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned that the one who left for Salatul Fajr, he has left with the flag of Islam, he has left with the flag of faith, and the one who left for the marketplace, he has left with the flag of shaitan. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, just think to yourself, so much blessings of reciting your Salatul Fajr and then reciting your Salatul Fajr with Jama'at. But think to yourself, today, in today's day and age, how many people actually read their Salatul Fajr? How many people actually read their namaz today? Majority of people, sadly today, they don't offer their namaz. They don't pray their namaz. Majority of people, they don't wake up to offer their Salatul Fajr. Just think to yourself today, you know, we put alarms on. Alarms for what? Not for Salatul Fajr, sadly, no. We put alarms on for what? For school, for college, for university, for work. We need to go to work, we'll put our alarm on. You know, we need to wake up our children for school, we'll put the alarm on. But we don't put the alarm on for Salatul Fajr. Because we don't have this intention of praying Salatul Fajr. We don't have this niyat of praying Salatul Fajr, my dear Islam. Just think to yourself today, if we have a flight, for example, one person's flight is at 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. This person, he will go to sleep. He will be awake at 2 o'clock, half 2. Why? Because he needs to reach the airport 3 hours before his flight. And then, my dear Islam, he'll quickly get there on time, reach the boarding gate. He'll get there on time. Why? He has the intention of catching his flight. But my dear Islam, today, we don't put our alarms on for Salatul Fajr. We don't put our alarms on to wake us up for Salatul Fajr. Just think to yourself, my dear Islam, for school we will wake up. For college we will wake up. For university we will wake up. For every other action we will wake up. We've got a job in the morning. We'll wake up nice and early. Nice and early we'll wake up. Why? Because we need to go to work. My dear Islam, we don't wake up to offer our Salatul Fajr. We don't wake up to read namaz. We don't wake up to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't wake up to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Just think to yourself, everything else will wake up. But for Salatul Fajr, we don't wake up for Salatul Fajr. Where are we going, my dear Islam, with this? What are we doing? Namaz is farz upon us. But sadly today, majority of the Muslims, they don't read their namaz. They don't pray their salah. They don't worship Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam, with this thing to yourself. You know, today we meet brothers. And the brothers say that, "Brother, I've got no sukoon in my life. Brother, do dua for me. Imam sahab, do dua for me. I have no sukoon in my life. Do dua for me that I get peace." My humble request. Wake up for Salatul Fajr. Wake up for Salatul Fajr. Pray your Salatul Fajr in the masjid. you will get that sukoon, you will get that peace that nothing else can match it. You know, you'll leave your house in the morning, you'll go walking towards the masjid. You know, when you're walking to the masjid, and once you prayed your namaz, you know, when you're walking back home, you will get that sukoon, you will get that peace that nothing else can match it. So, Madhya Islami Brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, make one intention that inshallah we're going to pray our namaz, we're going to pray our salatul fajr, and we're going to pray our 5 daily salahs. And inshallah, make this intention for the males that try to read your namaz in the front row of the masjid, inshallah. Before we move on to the next point, people have this point that they raise that, brother, I can't wake up for namaz. I can't pray my namaz of fajr. I can't pray my salatul fajr. Madhya Islami Brothers, inshallah, mention some tips of how to wake up for Salatul Fajr. Number one, the first one that I'll mention is, have a pure intention to wake up for Salatul Fajr. You know, when we go to sleep at night, and we put our alarm on, for what, school, college, university, for our job, we have an intention to wake up for these things. We have an intention that I need to wake up for this. Why? Otherwise I'll miss the bus, I'll end up late to school or college or university, or I'll end up going late to work, because we know the consequences. Same way, have a proper intention to wake up for Salatul Fajr like we have for our other activities. Number two is, we need to understand the advantages of praying and the disadvantages for not praying. So we need to understand this. And inshallah, when we have this in our mind, the advantages, the blessings that Allah showers upon those people that pray the namaz, this will motivate us to read our namaz, to offer our salah, to go to the masjid to read our namaz. And when we have the consequences, the disadvantages of not praying your namaz, when we have this in our minds, then inshallah, this will force us, this will motivate us to read our namaz, because we've got our eyes on the consequences. So that's the second point. Number three is, keep a few alarms. Why? Because for example, one alarm doesn't work. One alarm doesn't wake you up. For some, anything can happen. So try to keep a few alarms with you. So if one fails, for example, the other one will wake you up. And if you look at the wali of our time, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Damat Barakatuh Maliyah, is mentioned about him beautifully that when he puts his alarm on for Salatul Fajr, he doesn't put one alarm on, he puts in a few alarms. Again, same reason. If one fails, if one doesn't wake you up, then at least the other one will wake you up. So make this intention that inshallah, try to put a few alarms on. So these will, if one doesn't work, for example, inshallah azawajal, this will inshallah, the other one will wake you up inshallah azawajal. Number four, in regards to alarms. Madhya Islami Brothers, try to, what we do is, we put our phone under our pillow. When the alarm rings, we look at the phone, we snooze it, and we go back to sleep. So one piece of advice today for the viewers on Madini channel is, you know, the alarm that you put on, try to put those alarms on in different parts of the room. Because when you hear the alarm, instead of just looking at your phone and snoozing it, you'll have to actually get up out of your bed and go and switch your alarm off. So when you actually get up off your bed, inshallah, you will inshallah pray your Salatul Fajr. Otherwise, if it's under your pillow, there's a risk that you might snooze it and you might go back to sleep. So Madhya Islami Brothers, try to put a few alarms on and try to put them on different parts of the room. So this will allow you to get up and inshallah azawajal offer your Salatul Fajr. Number five is, ask a family member, ask your father, ask your brother, ask someone in your household to wake you up for Salatul Fajr. Inshallah azawajal, if they wake you up, if they come to your room, if they knock on your door, inshallah azawajal, if you reply back to them, inshallah you will get up and you will offer your Salatul Fajr. And Madhya Islami Brothers, also if you can, you all wake up for Salatul Fajr and try to wake up your household for the Salatul Fajr. Try to wake up your family for Salatul Fajr. And in, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, this is called Sada-e Madina. Where alhamdulillah, Islamic brothers, they wake up their family members, they go out on the streets and alhamdulillah, where they get permission and they wake up the Muslim community for Salatul Fajr. So make an intention, inshallah, that everyone in our household, we will wake them up for Salatul Fajr, inshallah, azza wa jal. Number six, a very important point. That sleep on time. You know, for example, Salatul Fajr is at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, we end up going to sleep at 1 o'clock. We end up going to sleep at 1:30. We end up going to sleep at 2 o'clock. It is a risk that we won't wake up on time. We won't wake up for our namaz because we've slept so late. So, Madhya Islami Brothers, to wake up for Salatul Fajr, try to sleep on time. Sleep on time. Sleep early. So inshallah azawajal, you will have enough sleep and you will wake up on time for Salatul Fajr inshallah. And for example, anything can happen. For example, if you do go to sleep late, if you go for a valid reason, you do go to sleep late, you go to sleep at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe you've come back from somewhere, then my dear Islamic brothers, make sure you ask someone to wake you up. Because just depending on the alarm then, this is risky. So if you do go to sleep late for a valid reason, then try to get one of your family members to wake you up for Salatul Fajr. And my dear Islamic brothers, the final tip to wake up for Salatul Fajr is do dua in the court of Allah. Ask Allah, tell Allah, do this dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, I want to pray my namaz, I want to offer my namaz, I want to read namaz, I want to pray my Salatul Fajr, I want to wake up for Salatul Fajr. Do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will pray our salah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the second point that the woman mentioned of the good habits that this individual had. The first one was what we have just mentioned, that he used to pray his Salatul Fajr with Jamaat. The second one was, he used to keep two or three orphans in his household, and he used to treat them very kindly and very nicely. And he used to treat them better than even his own children. And inshallah, Azawajal, we will hear a bit about the blessings of looking after orphans. Number one, my dear Islamic brothers, if you look before Islam came in Arabia, the violation of rights of orphans and oppressing them was very common. Just like the other evils. Not did only Islam condemn this evil action, but alhamdulillah, azawajal, it commanded to treat them with kindness and affection and take care of the needs. Allah azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, part 13, Surah Duha, ayah number 9, translation from Kanzul Iman. Therefore, do not put pressure on the orphans. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, whoever passes his hand over the head of an orphan for the pleasure of Allah azawajal, he will get a virtue, he will get a good deed, in exchange for every hair that his hand passes over. Subhanallah, just think to yourself, how much hair a person has. But every hair your hand touches, inshallah azawajal, you will get a good deed, inshallah azawajal. Moreover, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam joined two fingers together, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that whoever does good to an orphan boy or girl, me and him will be like this in paradise together, inshallah azawajal. So this is the blessings of looking after orphans, inshallah. And my dear Islam, there's a question might arise, that what is an orphan? There's many different definitions of orphan. What is an orphan? It's mentioned in Durr-e Mukhtar that an orphan is that minor boy or girl whose father has passed away. And the boy or girl remains an orphan until they become adults. As soon as they become adults, they do not remain an orphan anymore. This is the definition of an orphan. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we have just heard some blessings of treating orphans nicely, looking after them and treating them in a good manner. But my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, at this moment in time, there might be someone watching whose mother's passed away. There might be someone watching whose father's passed away. There might be someone who is watching whose both mother and father have passed away. But alhamdulillah, there might be a lot of brothers and sisters watching this whose both mother and father are alive, alhamdulillah. Those that are passed away, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them a high status in Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive their sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jal enlighten their graves with the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, for those brothers and for those viewers on Madani channel whose parents are alive, I've got a few points that I would like to mention here. Alhamdulillah, we've just been mentioning orphans. Just think to yourself, a child whose mother's passed away. You know, when the end of the day comes for school, from school, and that child is standing there, he is watching, she is watching, that other children, their mothers are coming to pick them up. Their fathers are coming to pick them up. Do you think that at the bottom of your heart, that child must be thinking that, if my mother was alive, she would have also come to pick me up. That child whose father's passed away, don't you think that child, she or he would be feeling that the way other fathers are picking their children up, if my father was alive, my father would have come and they could have picked me up as well. Just think to yourself, when they see, go to the supermarket, when they go shop, they see children with their father. Don't you think that child whose father has passed away must be thinking that if my father was alive, he would have also took me shopping. That child whose mother has passed away, don't you think that child would be feeling that if my mother was alive, she would have come and she would have come and she would bought me stuff. She would have bought me to the supermarket. But my dear Islamic brothers, a lot of the brothers and the viewers on Madani channel, our parents are alive. How are we treating our parents today? Do we try to treat them in a nice manner, or do we disobey them? Today, majority of the parents, they complain that our children don't listen to us. They don't listen to us. We even come across such incidents that the parents complain that my children hit me, my children disobey me, my children have kicked me out of the house. What's going on, my family, with this? Remember, you know, in this world, in it, everything can be replaced. But a mother and father, they cannot be replaced. Once your mother goes, you maybe have an auntie, you might have someone who looks after you. But the way a mother treats a child, no one else can treat that child. So, my dear Islamic brothers, those viewers on Madani channel whose parents are alive, treat them in a good manner. Respect them. There's so much blessings of respecting your parents. And my dear Islamic brothers, think to yourself, when we were children, when we were kids, we couldn't even speak. Our mother and our father would understand what's wrong with our children. We had something wrong with us, we were ill. We would cry, and our mother and father would know that he's got a stomachache. He's got some problem. He's hurting somewhere in his body. When we were hungry and we would cry, our mother and father, they would understand that my child is hungry. But today, what's happening? We become old. We've grown old. And we disrespect our parents. We don't listen to them. Our mother says, don't go there, and we go there. Our father says, don't go there, and we go there. Our father says, don't do this, and we do that. What's happening, my dear Islamic brothers? Like I mentioned, ask that child. Ask that person whose mother's passed away. Your mother's alive, respect her. Look after her. Treat her in a good manner. Your father's alive today, treat them in a good manner. Respect them. Ask those children as well, whose father has passed away. Whether they are young or whether they are old. A father is a father. A mother is a mother. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us this tawfiq, give us this ability to respect our parents and look after them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final point in regards to the good attribute that this person had, the person from Basra. His wife mentions that during the night, he will come to his senses and he would cry in the court of Allah. And he would say, oh my Lord, oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, in which corner of Jahannam, in which corner of hell have you intended to punish me? Did you see that this sinful person, he would tremble in the fear of Allah. He would tremble and he would cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Madi Islam with us. We have heard in the previous episode, in the first episode, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when a truthful believer trembles with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, his sins shed as if leaves shed from a tree. That's the blessing of crying in the fear of Allah. Trembling in the fear of Allah, having taqwa in your heart, my dear Islamic brothers. It's mentioned that on the day of judgment, when the sun, it will only be a quarter mile above our heads. When the ground will be made out of copper, everyone will be worried about their own state. Everyone will be worried about themselves. And there will be no shade apart from the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, 7 fortunate people will be under the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of those 7 people is mentioned will be that person who would have this honor, who would remember Allah Azza wa Jal whilst he was alone, and he would tremble due to his fear, due to which his eyes would have shed tears. So this is the blessings of crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the blessings of having taqwa, my dear Islamic brothers. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, in episode number 3, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will listen to of how the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to fear Allah, how his taqwa was like, how he used to remember Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah, next episode. Alhamdulillah, today we have heard in regards to a person, and alhamdulillah, he was forgiven. And the 3 attributes that his wife mentioned was that number 1, he would pray Salatul Fajr with Jamaat. Number 2, he would look after orphans and he would treat them better than even his own children. And number 3, he would cry in the fear of Allah. He would tremble in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us taqwa. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to also cry in his fear. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to perform good deeds and spend our lives pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When will I turn away from sins, ya